Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 71 and clear. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-60s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
Thank you for listening to Enable This Week. Long, long ago, actually for almost all of the last 7 centuries, if you could not see well, the only help available to you was in the form of eyeglasses. Then in the 1950s, contact lenses became available, and now eye surgery can be used for vision correction. This program will help you sort out the different types of corrective eye surgery. The information came from the website www.allaboutvision.com. The title is Corrective Eye Surgery Basics. The article was reviewed by Dr. Vance Thompson and updated in April of 2021. The article starts, until contact lenses were popularized in the 1950s, eyeglasses for at least the past 7 centuries had been the only practical way to correct refractive vision errors. Now, several modern approaches to corrective eye surgery range from laser reshaping of the eye's surface in procedures such as LASIK and PRK to surgical insertion of artificial lenses to correct eyesight. In LASIK, PRK, and similar procedures, laser energy reshapes the curvature of the eye's clear front surface, the cornea, to alter the way light rays enter the eye. Artificial lenses surgically inserted into the eye can also refocus light rays to sharpen vision. The evolution of corrective eye surgery is the next section. Over the past 25 years, surgical techniques, tools, and procedures for vision correction have evolved rapidly. First topic they discuss is the radial keratotomy, or RK. RK was used in the United States primarily during the 1980s. This involves a cutting spoke-like incisions to flatten the eye's surface, mainly to correct nearsightedness. But results, especially long-term, created problems for some individuals. Significant glare, regression, fluctuating vision, and other side effects such as night vision problems were common in patients who had RK for higher prescription strengths, while such side effects were less frequent in patients with lower prescriptions. RK, which is radial keratotomy, is now virtually obsolete as a primary vision correction procedure for these reasons and because of advances in laser vision correction procedures. And once again, that was RK, radial keratotomy. Moving on to photorefractive keratectomy. This is abbreviated PRK. PRK was the first successful laser correction procedure used to remove, or they call it ablate, tissue directly from the eye surface to change the curvature of the cornea. PRK, also known as surface ablation, was performed outside of the United States during the 1980s. It received FDA approval in 1995. PRK is still commonly used, but LASIK, which we'll talk about soon, LASIK is by far the most popular laser procedure today. And I'll tell you right now, there is LASIK, L-A-S-I-K, and there's another procedure called LASEK, L-A-S-E-K. I'll try to pronounce them differently so you know the different initials. Back to the article now. However, PRK has made somewhat of a comeback in recent years because of studies indicating that PRK and LASIK produce similar outcomes. Also, nerve regeneration in the eye surface appears to take place faster with PRK than with LASIK following a procedure, which could have implications for reducing dry eye and other complications that might occur until the healing process is complete. Now, because PRK is a surface procedure, there also is no risk of surgical flap complications. PRK does not involve creating a thin hinged flap on the eye's surface as occurs with LASIK. PRK also appears to be a safer procedure in cases when a person's cornea may be too thin for LASIK surgery. Recent technological advances have given eye surgeons better methods of creating thinner flaps in a predictable way, meaning that people with thin corneas now might be candidates for a LASIK procedure. However, you probably should consider a different type of vision correction procedure if you have a thin cornea and a high degree of myopia that would require extra ablation to reshape the eye. LASIK's main advantage over PRK is that there is little or no discomfort immediately after the procedure, and vision is usually clear within hours rather than days. Different forms of LASIK exist, many that depend on how the flap is created. Now here we go, the difference between LASIK, S-I-K, and LASEK, S-E-K. The first one, LASEK, S-E-K. LASIK involves creating an ultra-thin hinged flap in the thin outer covering, also called the epithelium of the eye, and floating it away from the eye surface with alcohol so that laser reshaping of the eye can occur. Epi-LASIK, S-I-K, is like LASIK, except that a special cutting tool is used to lift the flap. This was epi-LASIK. Next we come to bladeless LASIK. This eliminates the need to use a bladed instrument, which is a microkeratome, in LASIK surgery. Instead, what they call a femtosecond laser is used to create the corneal flap prior to reshaping the cornea with an excimer laser. Other names, including brand names, for the bladeless LASIK include blade-free LASIK, all-laser LASIK, femto-LASIK, Intralase LASIK, Intralasik, iLASIK, Visumax, and zLASIK. These are all spelled L-A-S-I-K. Next we come to something called Wavefront LASIK, or PRK. This is also known as Wavefront Guided or Wavefront Assisted LASIK/PRK. This incorporates ultra-modern analysis known as wavefront. It's all one word, wavefront, to measure precisely how light travels through the eye. Please note I will have lots more about wavefront LASIK in just a few minutes. Moving on, next item is conductive keratoplasty. This is near vision CK, and it uses a tiny probe and low heat radio waves to apply spots around the periphery of the eye's clear front surface. This relatively non-invasive method steepens the cornea to provide near vision correction for people who are farsighted. CK also can be used to correct presbyopia or enhance near vision for people who have had LASIK or cataract surgery. CK received initial FDA approval in 2002, and once again, CK stands for conductive keratoplasty. The next, implantable lenses. These are made by Vision ICL or VariEyeC. Similar to contact lenses, implantable lenses first received FDA approval in 2004. These surgically implanted lenses primarily are considered appropriate for higher levels of nearsightedness. When implantable lenses are used, your eye's natural lens is left in place. Both of these lenses have a long track record of use, including more than 15 years in Europe. These are implantable lenses. Next, we come to refractive lens exchange. RLE is another non-laser internal eye procedure. RLE is much like cataract surgery, but instead of removing the eye's natural lens that has grown cloudy due to cataract formation, RLE involves removing a clear natural lens and replacing it with an artificial lens of a different shape, usually to reduce or eliminate high degrees of farsightedness. This is refractive lens exchange. RLE also might be considered an option for correcting other types of vision problems, such as nearsightedness, but RLE has a higher risk of complications compared with other vision correction procedures. For these reasons, RLE, or refractive lens exchange, typically is used only in cases of severe vision correction needs. Next, we come to cataract surgery. This can also now be considered a vision correction procedure. New lens implants developed for cataract surgery can partially restore a person's near vision, in addition to correcting nearsightedness and farsightedness. These lenses are called multifocal IOLs, intraocular lenses, or they're also called accommodating IOLs, and they're currently being used by many cataract surgeons with promising results. Next, there's something called toric IOLs, T-O-R-I-C. Toric IOLs correct astigmatism that can be used during cataract surgery to further reduce the need for eyeglasses after cataracts are removed. While Medicare and health insurance will cover basic costs of cataract surgery, you can elect to pay out of pocket for the extra costs of these more modern lenses that potentially can restore a full range of vision. This is why cataract surgery now also can be viewed as a refractive surgery procedure, but only when you opt to pay extra for full vision correction. Next, the question is asked, which corrective eye surgery procedure is right for you? Because our eyes change as we age, the type of laser eye surgery or other vision correction we need also may change. Certain approaches to LASIK or other procedures that work well for younger adults, for example, may be inappropriate for older individuals. In some cases, vision correction surgery may be ruled out entirely. Children under the age of 18 rarely would be considered candidates for laser vision correction because their eyes change too rapidly as their bodies grow and mature. Also, some people have certain conditions or diseases that would make them poor candidates for certain vision correction procedures and better candidates for other procedures. Next, I have two examples. If you have diabetes or other diseases that affect wound healing, you might be a better candidate for PRK or LASIK, S-E-K, rather than certain types of LASIK, S-I-K. If you have uncontrolled glaucoma, you likely would not qualify for LASIK or other certain procedures, L-A-S-I-K. Keep in mind that generally anyone who is pregnant should not undergo any form of elective vision surgery because hormonal changes might affect the treatment's accuracy. Lifestyle also can make a big difference in the type of vision correction you need. A seamstress requires keen near vision. Computer users need good vision at intermediate ranges, and a pilot needs to preserve depth perception to make good spatially oriented judgments while flying. Generally speaking, however, people in their 20s or 30s with mild to moderate farsightedness, nearsightedness, and/or astigmatism are usually excellent candidates for LASIK, PRK, the Visian ICL, and other laser vision correction. The next section is called Severe Vision Errors and Corrective Eye Surgery for Older People. If you are 40 or older or have severe vision problems, you may want to discuss these options with your eye surgeon. First of all, the one is called monovision. With this approach, LASIK, S-I-K, may be used to correct one eye for distance vision and the other eye for near vision, as a solution for presbyopia, a focusing problem that affects all people beginning at around the age of 40. However, some people cannot adjust to monovision. You might first consider wearing contact lenses providing monovision, or trying it out with trial lenses in your doctor's office to make sure this approach works for you. CK also provides a type of monovision, but with a more full range of vision in the corrected eye. And once again, monovision corrects one eye for distance vision and the other eye for near vision. Next, we come to something called multifocal or accommodating IOLs. This stands for intraocular lenses. If you choose this type of lens for a refractive lens exchange or cataract surgery, your eye's natural lens will be replaced permanently. These artificial lenses potentially can restore a full range of vision, but can also produce side effects, such as decreased depth perception or night vision problems in the form of halos or glare. Also, you may still need to wear eyeglasses or contact lenses, or even have a laser touch-up, because it's possible the lenses will fall short of restoring a full range of vision. So be sure to discuss the pros and the cons of these new lenses with your eye surgeon. And this, once again, multifocal or accommodating intraocular lenses. The third suggestion, if you're an older person, vision correction for severe nearsightedness or farsightedness. They mentioned LASIK, S-I-K, PRK, and other laser vision correction procedures do have their limitations and may not be the best option for you if you have severe nearsightedness or farsightedness. Some eye surgeons consider implantable lenses like the Visian ICL and the VerisEye the best option for extreme nearsightedness. Refractive lens exchange, in which the eye's natural lens is replaced with an artificial one, is a possible option for extreme farsightedness. And particularly if you are older than 40, you also might need to consider multiple vision correction solutions to achieve the very best possible vision for your age and lifestyle. For instance, you might choose LASIK or PRK in your 30s to correct distance vision. Then, when you reach your mid-40s and your near vision is affected by presbyopia, you might follow up with an enhancement using conductive keratoplasty. And this is called CK. And with CK in one eye, you may be able to sharpen the near vision blurriness caused by the age-related condition of presbyopia. Most eye surgeons will tell you it's unlikely that any vision correction procedure can give you a permanent optimal vision for a lifetime. Just as you probably needed to change out your eyeglasses or your contact lenses in the past, you very likely will need a LASIK enhancement or other surgical correction as you grow older to maintain your good vision. Also, keep in mind that all vision correction procedures usually have a slight risk of side effects that can range from mild to severe. So be sure you discuss all options and potential risks in detail with your eye surgeon or your eye care provider before making any final choices. I mentioned earlier that we were going to go back and learn lots more about Wavefront LASIK. That's what we'll do right now with information still coming from the website All About Vision. It's a question and answer session. It's called, Is Custom LASIK Right for You? This is also called Wavefront LASIK. And that's spelled LASIK. This section was updated in January of 2021. The article starts, as a former Top Gun F-14 Tomcat fighter pilot and military eye surgeon, retired U.S. Navy Captain Dr. Stephen C. Shellhorn has a unique perspective on custom wavefront LASIK. Dr. Shellhorn is an ophthalmologist particularly interested in keen vision for fighter pilots. He established a refractive eye surgery program at San Diego's Naval Medical Center and was the first U.S. Department of Defense eye surgeon to perform PRK, LASIK, and phakic IOL procedures. Until his retirement in 2007, Dr. Shellhorn also directed and oversaw expansion of the U.S. Navy's refractive eye surgery program to many other locations. Now he's in private practice in San Diego. Dr. Shellhorn is the medical director for Optical Express, and in 2016, Carl Zeiss Meditech appointed him chief medical officer for global ophthalmic devices. He is a frequent speaker at conferences where the world's leading eye surgeons discuss refractive surgery procedures such as LASIK. Question. Dr. Shellhorn, could you define wavefront guided or custom LASIK? The answer, a wavefront guided procedure, is a treatment based on all of the eye's optical aberrations. These aberrations are measured with a sophisticated device called an aberrometer, which essentially takes a fingerprint of the eye. This unique fingerprint is then used to correct vision in an equally sophisticated computer-controlled laser. The next question for Dr. Schellhorn, what is the difference between wavefront guided LASIK and other types, such as conventional or optimized? He answers, in simple terms, conventional or standard laser vision correction uses the prescription in a pair of eyeglasses as the basis to correct vision. It does a great job of reducing or eliminating the need to wear glasses or contact lenses. On the other hand, it can cause other types of optical aberrations, especially spherical aberration. These other optical aberrations can cause focusing problems and make objects blurry. In particular, a significant amount of spherical aberration can cause visual problems, especially at night, in the form of glare and halos around lights. The optimized LASIK procedure was designed to be spherical aberration neutral, neither creating nor reducing it. The treatment is still based on the refractive prescription in glasses, but it does not measure and cannot correct other types of optical aberrations in the eye. The wavefront guided procedure is much different than either conventional or optimized. It uses a device called an aberrometer that measures all the optical aberrations of the eye, including the refractive prescription, to correct the vision. Wavefront, just like optimized, can minimize induction of spherical aberrations, but it can also measure and treat other higher-order aberrations. Wavefront LASIK is very precise, and the results are better. But it's not a matter of one procedure not being adequate or good or effective. All these procedures greatly exceed established measures of safety and effectiveness. You might say that optimized LASIK was a great step forward, and wavefront guided is a further great step forward. So the question is, what is an aberration? Doctor answers, an aberration is any optical irregularity that causes images to be blurry. Common aberrations are nearsightedness and astigmatism. These can be corrected with glasses and are now termed lower order aberrations. However, as we have come to discover, there can be other types of optical aberrations in the eye that cannot be corrected with glasses. These are collectively called higher order aberrations. Prominent among them are spherical aberrations and coma. Both can result in blurry images that can be more apparent at night and cause halos around lights, as well as glare and double vision. The cornea and lens can both have these aberrations. The wavefront device measures all the optical aberrations, lower and higher order, and attempts to correct them. That's the beauty of wavefront, he says. Because of the nature of those aberrations, they may be causing impairment of visual quality. Come to another question for Dr. Schellhorn. But isn't the cost of LASIK eye surgery for a conventional or optimized procedure much cheaper? If a person needs only an ordinary correction, why spend more for wavefront guided LASIK when conventional or optimized LASIK procedures give acceptable results too? And the doctor answers, there is no getting around the fact that wavefront guided LASIK uses much higher technology and is more expensive. It would be the same as saying that a computer is higher technology and more expensive than an abacus or a slide rule. We would all agree that a computer is well worth the extra expense, but the real advantage is more than just higher technology. Wavefront guided LASIK results in better outcomes, better visual quality, especially when it comes to vision at night or in a dark environment or when there is a high visual demand. This has been demonstrated in studies. The next question, how much more expensive is wavefront guided LASIK than other types of procedures such as the optimized version? He says it depends on the practice, but the difference usually is several hundred dollars more per eye. The next question, would anyone who qualifies for LASIK be considered a candidate for a wavefront guided procedure? The answer is some patients are not good candidates for wavefront guided laser treatment because it requires a very precise measurement with an aberrometer. If the aberrometer cannot make a very precise measurement of the eye, then the patient should not have wavefront guided LASIK. Examples would be if the patient had a scar on the cornea, or if the patient was younger and could not relax the focusing ability enough for a precise measurement. Also, some aberrometers require the pupil diameter to be large enough for a measurement. If the pupil diameter is not large enough in low light, then that person may not be a candidate. In these cases, an optimized procedure may be the best. The next question, what percentage of candidates have a wavefront guided procedure? And the answer from Dr. Schellhorn, approximately 95% of potential LASIK patients are great candidates for a wavefront guided procedure. And finally, do you have any other thoughts for someone who might want a wavefront guided or other procedure? The doctor answers, a well-performed optimized procedure and a well-performed wavefront guided procedure may have very similar results when viewing a simple eye chart. The differences between the two will be most apparent for other aspects of vision, particularly tasks that require a high visual demand, such as night driving. This is where the superior visual results of the wavefront guided procedure really shine. Published results of wavefront guided procedures have reported improved contrast sensitivity and fewer higher order aberrations compared with a standard treatment. Some examples of how this would help in more practical terms would be an improved ability to read a road sign in a fog, or more easily recognizing a face in a crowd. The wavefront guided procedure results in a higher quality of vision. If someone is interested in the highest quality of vision after LASIK, and I don't know who wouldn't be, then I would recommend a wavefront guided treatment. As a powerful testimony to this, it was the superior results of wavefront guided procedures that led to the approval of LASIK for military fighter pilots and even for NASA astronauts. And here is a reminder for you. This page is designed to provide general information about vision, vision care, and vision correction. It's not intended to provide medical advice. If you have any questions, you're urged to contact your eye care professional. And once again, this information came from a website called allaboutvision.com. Well, there you have it, the basics of corrective eye surgery. You certainly heard a lot of abbreviations using those bold capital letters to describe the procedures. LASIK, L-A-S-I-K, LASEK, L-A-S-E-K, P-R-K, I-O-L. Sort of like an alphabet soup for eye surgery. Well, I have a quote for you to think about to end the program today. Here it comes. If we have alphabet soup, why don't we have punctuation cereal? This was said by Mary Norris, who is also known as the Comma Queen. She began working at the New Yorker magazine in 1978, where she was a proofreader for 24 years. She is best known for her writing about pencils and punctuation. She is the author of two books. First one, Between You and Me, Confessions of a Comma Queen. And another book, Greek to Me, Adventures of the Comma Queen. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great, comma, wonderful, comma, stupendous, comma, week.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Shape and Women's Health Magazines, followed by USA Today at 2.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 74 and clear. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-60s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s.
From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. Hello, I am Melissa Wood, and this is the SHAPE Women's Health Program. I'll begin reading from where I left off last time in the May edition of Women's Health. We will start with beauty and style. The article here is the 2021 Beauty Awards. Say hello to the products defining the new wave of beauty, step-up skincare, minimalist makeup, and healthier-than-ever hair. Let's go. This is by Women's Health Editors, additional reporting by Daily Quinn, photographed by Corey Maywalt. When the world feels constantly in flux, and everything is a little unnerving, to say the least, our beauty routines can come to the rescue. Whether it's an AM wake-me-up with cold water and cleanser, or a PM at-home facial, these grounding self-care rituals and regimens have never been more essential. That's why this year's Beauty Awards felt different, more meaningful, for the WH staff. To land on the winners, we meticulously sifted through over 2,100 product submissions, all launched in the past year, and tested the best of the best. Check out even more at womenshealthmag.com if you're on the hunt for Peloton-proof eyeliner, shampoo that brings out the best in your curls, a mask that instantly nixes redness from stressed-out skin, and so much more. We've got you. Behold, the superstars that help create more joy. Best Cleansing Balm. This fruity-smelling treat for your face has an impressive balm-to-oil formula that dissolves even the most stubborn waterproof makeup. Number 1 Glow Recipe. Papaya Sorbet Enzyme Cleaning Balm, $32, Sephora.com. Best Clean Sunscreen. The lightweight mineral SPF 32 combats blue light and pollution, while the reef-safe zinc oxide protects against all sorts of UV damage. Number 2, Coco Kind Daily SPF, $25, Target.com. Best Acne Treatment. Fight macne with this quick-drying pimple paste. Spot treat at night and wake up with a clearer complexion. Morning. Number 3, In Beauty Project. Pimple Paste, $15, InBeautyProject.com. That's INN. Best Skincare Tool. Sound Wave Technology in this high-performance facial wand boosts circulation and blasts wrinkles below the surface. You may never go back to salon facials again. Number 4, Shani Darden Skincare. Facial Sculpting Wand, $399. shanidarden.com. Best Physical Exfoliator. Lush oils mixed with finely milled rice powder for gentle exfoliation that won't break down your skin barrier. Promise. Number 5, Ranavat. Facial Polish Imperial Glow, $42. RANAVAT.com. Best Facial Oil. A luxe-looking glass bottle houses an antioxidant-rich facial oil that serves up a major jolt of hydration. Number 1, Burt's Bees Truly Glowing Glow Booster, $18, Target.com. Best Moisturizing Serum. Leave skin feeling baby soft with the serum's powerful yet gentle ingredients such as lactic acid, squalane, and hyaluronic acid. Number 2, Tatcha, the Dewy Serum, $88, Sephora.com. Best Makeup Remover, Spray on this non-drippy fine mist, then wipe off makeup to completely dissolve heavy-duty product with ease. Number 3, one size, Go Off Makeup Dissolving Mist, $24, Sephora.com. Best Moisturizer. You can score all the skin benefits of humidity, sans tropical vacay, thanks to snow mushroom extract and plant-based squalane. Number 4, Human Race Skincare Humidifying Cream, $48, humanrace.com. Best Cream Mask. Like a security blanket for your stressed-out skin, this moisturizer meets mask calms sensitive complexions. Number 5, Topicals. Like Butter Hydrating Mask, $32, mytopicals.com. Best Vitamin C Serum. Skin-firming vitamin C is encapsulated in these biodegradable capsules to preserve freshness. Number 6, Neutrogena. Rapid Tone Repair Vitamin C Serum Capsules, $36, ulta.com. Best Sheet Mask. Unlike disposable ones you just toss, this can be used repeatedly with fave products. Cool. Number 7, Honest Beauty Reusable Magic Silicone Sheet Mask, $15, honest.com. Best Over-the-Counter Retinol. Fade fine lines overnight with this soothing glycerin-boosted serum. Simply apply, then let it do the work while you rest. Number 8, L'Oreal Paris. Revitalift Derm Intensive Night Serum with 0.3% pure retinol, $37, ulta.com. Best Clean Serum. A 3-in-1 formula starring juicy watermelon and hyaluronic acid acts as a serum, cream, and SPF. Number 9, Garnier Green Labs. Hyala Melon Replumping Serum Cream, SPF 30, $22, ulta.com. Best Eye Cream. Mask sleepy eyes with this yuzu infused recipe. The citrus fruit boasts 3 times more vitamin C than the others and helps decrease dullness. Number 10, Saturday Skin. Yuzu, that's Y-U-Z-U, Vitamin C, Bright Eye Cream, $29, Sephora.com. Now the winners in body. Best Body Scrub. Soft as white sand, this body scrub contains crushed C-U-P-U-A-C-U seeds and sugar crystals to create silky smoothness. Number 1, Sol de Janeiro Bum Bum Body Scrub, $42, Sephora.com. Best Body Tool. Ideal for gliding over tense muscles after a long run, this rose quartz recovery tool improves circulation and helps you relax. Number 2, Jenny Patinkin Rose on Rose Body Roller, $125, CredoBeauty.com, C-R-E-D-O. Best Body Butter. Bid bye-bye to soreness with a whipped body butter containing 200 milligrams of CBD to help you unwind. Number 3, Happy Dance. All over CBD body butter plus CBD. $30, DOAHappyDance.com. DoAHappyDance.com. Best Deodorant. This 48-hour protection deo comes in a super sleek stainless steel refillable unit. So cute. Dove 0% aluminum refillable deodorant. $15, Target.com. Best Body Wash. Vitamin C-rich Alma protects against environmental damage in this fresh body wash that washes away sweat and dirt. Aloe, A-L-O, Mega C Body Wash, $24, Nordstrom.com. Best Self-Tanner. This streak-free selection is packed with hyaluronic acid and plant oils for hydration. Korrez, K-O-R-R-E-S, Tanning Plus Skin Perfecting Face and Body Serum, $39, HSN.com. Now for the winners in hair. best dry shampoo. No matter how many washes you skip, this dry shampoo keeps hair far from flat with its oil-soaking cornstarch, maranta, and arrowroot. Number one, Odell Dry Shampoo, $12, Target.com. Best blow dryer. This blow dryer senses your hair's moisture level and auto-adjusts the heat and airflow for fast drying without excessive damage. Can you say genius? Number two, Tenneco. Moda 1, $299, Amazon.com. Best heat protector. Your hair will look as chic as this bottle once heat-activated polymers work magic to strengthen strands. Number three, R Plus Co. Blue, BLEU. Smooth and seal blow-dry mist, $77. NEIMANMARCUS.com, NeimanMarcus.com. Best hair mask. Quench your mane with a botanical mask that delivers healthier hair. Pro tip, just add steam for a bonus jolt of nourishment. Number four, Bomba Curls, Forbidden Hair Mask, $28, Nordstrom.com. Best detangler. Oat milk doesn't just belong in your coffee. It also works on sensitive scalps. Who knew? This spray tackles knots and gives a subtle shine. Number five, Brio Geo. Be gentle, be kind. Aloe plus oat milk ultra soothing detangling spray, $24, Sephora.com. Best hair gel. Fine curls fret not. This jelly-like substance adds smooth definition and volume to every curl pattern without weighing down your look. Number six, Oidad, O-U-I-D-A-D. Curl shaper out of thin hair, volumizing jelly, $26, Ulta.com. Best hair color protector. Add a little glisten, a lot of deep conditioning, and a hint of color without the full commitment of dye with this in-shower toning gloss treatment. Number seven, L'Oreal Paris, La Color Gloss, $15, Ulta.com. Best hair curler. This 3-in-1 styler features an interchangeable wand, curling iron, and waver for a variety of looks to match your mood. Number eight, Dry Bar, the Mixologist Interchangeable Styling Iron, $199, Ulta.com. Best Hairspray. Zero time for restyling your hair post-sweat sesh. The Superfine Aerosol Mist will hold everything in place while you exercise. No refresh needed. Number 9. Authentic Beauty Concept. Working Hairspray, $25, Ulta.com. Best Hairbrush. Cornstarch fibers make up the handle of this brush, which in addition to being biodegradable, makes knots disappear. Number 10, Kitsch, K-I-T-S-C-H, consciously created wet-dry brush, $16, mykitsch.com. Best hair tie. No matter the length of your cardio dance class, this 100% silk scrunchie helps avoid friction, breakage, and, the dreaded ponytail crease. You can thank us after. Number 11, Crown Affair, the scrunchie number 001, $15, crownaffair.com. Best curl shampoo. Aloe vera and lemon tea tree oil restore balance to the scalp, while argan oil and vitamin E strengthen coils. A true team effort if we've ever seen one. Number 12, Bread Beauty Supply. Hair wash, gentle milky hair cleanser, $20, sephora.com. Best Curl Conditioner. Elevate shower vibes with this crystal-infused conditioner. With gardenia and lavender, it heals on a spiritual level. Number 13, Merakai, M-E-R-A-K-I, Quartz Conditioner, $30, shopmerakaiorganics.com. Best Clean Shampoo and Conditioner. Bring life back to your locks with this vegan combo that's free of silicones and parabens and smells divine, too. 14. Aveda. Botanical Repair Strengthening Shampoo and Conditioner, $35 and $37, Nordstrom.com. The makeup section. Makeup isn't going anywhere. It's just becoming smarter. Do more with less via our favorite multitasking glow givers. Best clean eyeshadow. Crease-proof and shimmery, this one-pot wonder adds dimension without overdoing it. Jones Road, just a sec. $26, jonesroadbeauty.com. Best eyeliner pencil. Featuring bold matte and satin waterproof finishes, a retractable tip, and a foam smudger, the styling options are endless. Dior. Dior Show 24H Stylo, STYLO. $33 at Sephora.com. Best face powder. Used by itself or as a foundation touch-up. Either way, it absorbs shine in a pinch. TLB Beauty Set the Tone Finishing Powder. $13, Walmart.com. Best lip gloss. The world is your oyster with this multi-purpose balm, but we particularly love the glossiness when smoothed onto lips. Live Tinted Unity Balm Gloss, $20, livetinted.com. Best clean concealer. Hide dark circles or any blemish before a last-minute vid meeting with this light-catching concealer. CoverGirl Clean Fresh Hydrating Concealer, $12, ulta.com. Best fragrance. It's like finding a floral bouquet during a life-giving walk in the woods. Giorgio Armani Beauty. My Way You Day Perfume, $128, Sephora.com. Best mascara. This viral tube lives up to the hype and more, with a flexible brush that gives the volume, length, and impact of falsies, minus the fuss. Number 1, Maybelline New York. Lash Sensation Sky Waterproof High Mascara, $11.50, Ulta.com. Best clean foundation. No need to choose between coverage or a clean formulation. This foundation gives you both. Number 2, Exa. High Fidelity Foundation, $38, CredoBeauty.com. Best blush. Pair the cream and powder for elevated drama, or wear each separately for a subtle flush. Your choice. Number 3, Patrick Ta, Major Beauty Headlines, Double Take Cream and Powder Blush, $34, Sephora.com. Best clean lipstick. Formulated with oils and protective waxes, each shade adds moisture and lovely color to your pout. Number 4, Victoria Beckham Beauty. Posh Lipstick, $38, Victoria Beckham Beauty. That's BECKHAM Beauty.com. Best brow product. Beyond the innovative dual precision brush design, we love this formula stays put for up to 2 days. One less step. Number 5, Revlon ColorStay Brow Fiber Filler Brow Gel, $8, Ulta.com. Oral care. Suddenly smiling more than usual? We understand. These grin-getters are top-notch. Best toothbrush. The aluminum brush handle lasts a lifetime, for real. So, all you have to do is replace the head quarterly. Eco Love. Colgate Keep Manual Toothbrush, $10, Target.com. Best toothpaste. Plaque and coffee marks are no match for this fluoride-free, minty foaming toothpaste. Burst Natural Toothpaste, $10. BurstOralCare.com. Best mouthwash. Besides its chic container, this mouthwash formula is quadruple concentrated. Just add water and slays bad breath fast. Quip Mouthwash Starter Kit from $20, Walmart.com. Best whitening product. Hydrogen carbonate calcium is what actively dissolves stains for a longer-lasting, brighter smile. No sticky paste here. Spotlight Oral Care Teeth Whitening Pen, $20, Ulta.com. And that concludes the 2021 Beauty Awards by Women's Health Editors. Now in fitness, beat burnout. Too much of a good thing? Say it ain't so. If you're drained, your go-tos may need a redo. Find equilibrium to get on the gain train here. by Lauren Del Turco. Crush a workout. Conquer the world. Right? A good sweat makes us feel all the things. Unstoppable. Sexy. Strong. But, as with Netflix dramas and fiber-filled veggies, too much of a good thing applies to your fit routine. When the satisfaction of a workout pushes you to do more and more, you might run into trouble, says WH Next fitness star and entrepreneur Emily Schramm, CPT, who learned firsthand after trying to go level 100 in her daily workouts while building a business. No matter how much I trained, I couldn't see muscle definition, she says. Which leads us to an inconvenient truth. Though we tend to associate it solely with feel-good endorphins, exercise, especially high-intensity or endurance training, triggers a stress response in our bodies, spiking fight-or-flight hormones like cortisol, says Stacy Simmons, PhD, a WH advisor and author of Roar. This reaction is okay. In fact, it's what signals your body to ultimately get stronger or faster, unless you don't have time to recover from it. Throw in a little cortisol-elevating life stress on top of those nonstop all-out workouts, and you can expect your fitness to pay the price. There's a picture here of a woman running in the desert. She's wearing a long-sleeve white t-shirt and cropped navy blue fitness pants and black New Balance tennis shoes. The caption says, 30s, is that you hormones? Women are more prone to burnout in their 30s and beyond. And the source for this was Stacy Sims, PhD. Warning, pump the brakes. Total exhaustion is not inevitable if you sharpen your overdrive detectors. These mental signs are subtle, but mean it's time to ease up. Your motivation is MIA. A big tip-off that you're pushing past your edge, feeling more dread than excitement about moving your body? Sim says, when exercise stops being fun, consider it a cue to cut back or opt for something restorative, like yoga or pure joy, such as a walk in nature. You're harder hit, HIIT, than usual. If you do go get yourself in motion, you'll notice you can't work at your usual intensity and everything just feels harder. Look out for a higher heart rate. Put that Apple Watch or Fitbit to a good different use, checking your tracker for recovery needs rather than motivation to ramp up, or more shortness of breath than usual, Sim suggests. You're easily annoyed. Another clear but surprising indicator that you're overdoing it with exercise is feeling generally agitated and anxious throughout the day. Small things really start to get under your skin, Sim said. You get irritated and frustrated, but don't even really know why. Yep, you can blame off-kilter cortisol for that too. Fascinating. Rebuild your body. Here's some tough love for our high performers. We're right there with you. If you're firing on all cylinders and noticing the opposite of the results you're after, you're probably already in a burnout phase, and it can take 2 weeks to 3 months to bounce back, Sim says. Your next move depends on where on the fatigue spectrum you fall, your personal fitness goals, and how willing to shift gears you are. But these tactics will help anyone rebound. Turn down the intensify. First things first. Ease up on any of your HIIT, hardcore cardio, and CrossFit-style workouts, all of which demand cortisol, according to Schramm. You have to give yourself permission to take it from 100% to 60%, she says. That way, you can transition from a state of breakdown to one of repair. Her recommendation? Get outside sans smartwatch. Run up and walk down hills a couple of times, for example, but don't document or track it. Shift the focus off your stats, in this case, and just have fun. Set your sights on strength. When your cortisol is on the fritz, Sim suggests that concentrating your workouts on true strength training is the way to go since it has a minimal effect on cortisol levels. Opt for a weight with which you can only perform 4 to 6 reps per set. Chill out in new ways. If sweating is your sole outlet after a rough day, explore other options for finding peace. Though they can still involve moving your body, they shouldn't be intense workouts, says Schramm. Some of her go-tos: getting out in nature, dancing, breath work, and meditation. There's a red box at the bottom of this article. It says, Rules of Engagement. When you start seeing results, like visible muscle tone, again, congrats. You're likely back in balance. That doesn't mean you should jump right back into beast mode, though. These guardrails will keep your routine just stressful enough that your body stays on its toes without being run into the ground. Master the max out. No matter how badass you feel, stick to 3 high intensity, think 90% effort, training days per week, max, and schedule 48 hours of rest between them, Sims says. On the other days, keep your effort level below 50%. Work in blocks. Cycling your training between blocks of pushing hard and going easy can also burnout-proof your routine. How it might work. For 2 weeks, focus on high-intensity sessions, and then, for a week, focus on recovery or technique, Sims explains. Simple and sound. The photograph that is on the front page of this article shows a woman. She's also in the desert. Both of the photographs with this article take place with women working out in the desert. She's wearing a burgundy two-piece bathing suit. It's an athletic style. It has like a sports bra style top and a low waist bottom brief. It's burgundy and it has pink trim around it with a matching long sleeved sports jacket over it. It's that pink color that's the trim of the bathing suit. She's wearing mesh gloves and she is in the desert looking off into the distance. Includes the fitness section. Article Beat Burnout by Lauren Del Turco. The next article is about Secret Agents by Becca Miller. And I don't have time to read the whole article, but I'm going to read the introduction and then tell you the secret agents. Cooking at home constantly can lead to mealtime ruts. You feel us? Fortunately, the food pros who prep dishes day after day know how to turn up the flavor in the simplest of ways. In fact, it can be as easy as one ingredient swap or addition, for real. Here, 5 chefs on the key staple they always keep on hand to elevate their dishes. Heads up, your eats are about to get a lot more exciting. The first one is anchovies, Sohu Kim, head chef in Sabrooklyn. The second is garlic ginger paste, Manette Chawan, co-owner and executive chef of Chawan Ale and Masala House, Nashville. The fourth is sumac, Zoe Conan, pastry chef, New York City. Fresh turmeric, Nina Compton, chief and co-owner of Compare Le Pain at the old number 77 Hotel and Bywater American Bistro, New Orleans. And the last one is tamarind, Pretty Mystery, chef, San Francisco. That's all we have time for in Secret Agents by Becca Miller. And that concludes today's reading from Shape and Women's Health. My name is Melissa Wood, and we appreciate you listening to the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Thank you for being a GARS listener.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Odessa Arts is seeking artists for the inaugural Basin 52 exhibit to be displayed from October 1st to September 30th, 2022. 52 works by 52 different West Texas artists will be exhibited in various city buildings across Odessa. These works